はい、God bless you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's have prayer here, and then we'll go read the scripture. Father, bless the singing, bless the word this morning. May you help me, God. I need your touch and power. I need, God, your presence on me. Help, God, this message, Lord, to be effectual in the hearts of them that hear it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read out of Micah chapter 5, and then I'm going to read out of Luke chapter 2. And Micah 5 is the book right after the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. And Micah 5 is a prophetic word from the prophet of God. And of course, it's from the Lord. And this is what he said in the book of Micah chapter 5, verse 2. He said, "Thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though there be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall be he come." That's talking about Christ, the Messiah. "He come forth unto me is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth, notice this, have been from of old and from everlasting." And so he's saying this was set up. This is the way God set this up, that the Messiah would come and he'd be born in Bethlehem. That's what he testified here in chapter 2. In fact, the word Ephratah just simply means is another name for Bethlehem, which means fruitful. But of old, it means before time. Amen. There's never been a time that there wasn't God. There wasn't the Trinity. Amen. There wasn't the Godhead. And so the Godhead, thank God, that's where the Messiah comes, because he was him. As we find here, true and everlasting, this means he's eternal. Amen. Even though he took the body of a man, he's an eternal God. And I bless God for that. Look at Luke 2 this morning, if you will. I'm going to read a few verses here, preach what God put on my mind this morning. The Bible said in verse 2, chapter 1, came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. It just seems saying they was going to tax the world, and had in roll. Amen. As far as going back to the place they was born, they had to go in roll. Amen. Prepared. And not only was it for taxes, but for military also, as they had to enroll and they took census and stuff. Amen. And then he said this, and the tax, this tax that was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And so we find here that this Cyrenius is a Roman here that was the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. That was the command. Reading the word decree just basically means that, an ordinance, a command, a law. Amen. From Caesar Augustus. Amen. The Bible said to it in verse 4, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, and in Judea unto the city of David." This was called Bethlehem, the city of David. That's where he lived. And we know, brother, listen, that the lineage of David, amen, come right in what it said right there. He said, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He was a kindred in that line of King David. Then he said this in verse 5, to be taxed. This is Joseph and Mary going back to Bethlehem to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. The word espoused, this means that she was betrothed. There was a contract for a future marriage. It usually runs about a year, so we find here that they go back, and then she's with child. And the Bible said, being great with child. Then he said this in verse 6, and it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And so while they were there, they said she should be delivered. Verse 7 said she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. It was just, and the guest chamber was full. There was nothing, it was not nothing there for him to stay in. They went, amen, to a stable, if you want to use that, the word a stall. Amen. Christ was born in the stall. Listen, everything in here, you know this in biblical truth, that God has set this up. And everything in every point and every way of God, He sets it up. And we find here in this text in verse number 6, this is what I'm talking to you about. It says, and so it was while they was there. Amen. I want to say this morning that there's a there. Amen. That God works within. And He sets up that. That's the God. Listen. While they was there, why did they go there? To be taxed. Why did they go there to be taxed? Because it was commanded. Hey, God put them to go there. If you go back in your life, you see, amen, the course of God, the steps that God set up, amen, that a man would be there. Amen. Hey, God, listen, you can't get it unless you're there. It's just like Elijah. He said, go to the brook Cherith. Amen. The ravens is going to feed you there. And he had to be there to get it. Listen, friend, it's just a fact. Amen. You go back and trace the steps that God set up for your life. At this day, I'm there. That's where I am. I'm there. Where God set it up. Where God appointed us. Amen. Where I am this morning. It's just simply the hand of God. That's all I can say. Thanks for this. God don't tell me what He's going to do. Amen. He just gets me there, thank God, that I can be a part of. And that's exactly the way God works. If you go back in your life, amen. How God gets a man there, how did He get them there? Well, He set it up. Amen. For them to be taxed. This was the city that was prophesied by Micah, but that our Lord would be born in. And thank God He was born. Somebody said, why do you believe the Scripture? Well, I'm going to tell you this. I believe it's inspired. And I believe the Bible, thank God, is the inspired Word of God. But I believe this. I believe the prophecies have been fulfilled in Christ. And that's why I believe it too. Amen. What was said come to pass. Amen. Listen, they can't explain that. And a prophet Isaiah, a prophet Micah, the promise of God. Amen. Prophesied of what would come to pass. And it came to pass. Amen. I'm telling this morning. Thank God what happens is because God, amen, set it up, thank God for this to come to pass. Amen. This is Genesis 3:15 says, thank God. Amen. There's the seed of woman. Amen. Thank God. And this is talking about the Messiah. They're talking about Christ. That He would come from the seed of a woman that had no earthly father. Thank God be born in this world. Thank God that thou friend that mankind would be saved.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Right. That's the way it is. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Somebody asked me, could I miss being there? I could miss being there. There's things that I've missed. I think God still allows it and His purposes are fulfilled. But when Thomas wasn't there, remember when Jesus appeared in John 20, He comes into the room. Amen. Listen. Thank God showed Himself to them, showed His hands and stuff. Thank God to them. Amen. They knew it was the resurrected Christ. He didn't knock on the door that time. He just come in. Amen. He had a resurrected body. Amen. And listen, I'm telling you this. Thank God Thomas wasn't there. Amen. But listen. Thank God they told him that Jesus came. And remember what he said, I will not believe it till I see it. Yeah. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. But thank God 8 days later, here he comes again and he shows himself. Amen. To the amen. To Thomas. Thank God. And Thomas was there. Amen. Yeah. Listen. Amen. That was the purpose of God. That he might show Thomas what was Thomas. He's a doubter. Amen. That's right. He showed the doubter. Thank God the prince in his hand. Thank God the person in his side. Amen. He said, you can't touch me. Don't find no where he did. Amen. But I tell you this, he could have. Thank God John said he had the word of life. Amen. He was not untouchable. He's a touchable God. And he's touchable this morning. And you can touch him this morning.
ready. And come to Him. And God as He is. And come as you are. He accepts sinners. He receives sinners. And God, listen. I want you, God, to be there. Amen.
Amen.
Only way you can see Him be there. Thomas wasn't there, but he was 8 days later. He said, what did he say? He confessed my Lord and my God.
Yes, sir.
That was what his confession was. This is, can I say it, and I'm not adding to the Bible. He was saying, this is my Lord and my God. That's what he was saying. This is my Lord and my God. Amen. Listen, there's things in my life that I've been through in life. Amen. And did not know why I was going through this. I had no idea why am I going through this. Lord, where are you at? Why am I facing this? But the whole thing was God was getting me there. T-H-E-R-E. There's a place. It's a place. Amen. He's got me there. He got Elijah there by the brook. Thank God. Yeah. Amen. Listen. Elijah the Tishbite hid himself from Ahab the king. But he held by the brook. And God got him there. He sustained him there. He blessed him there. Yeah. But the brook dried up. And listen. Hey, God, in your life, there'll be some things that have to dry up to move you on.
Yes, sir.
So he said, go to Zarephath. Told Elijah that. Go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow woman to feed thee there. Amen. It had to be there. Amen. Listen. Brother, this is a bear fight. I'm just telling you this morning, I'm not living to try to get there. He's going to get me there.
Amen.
That's just the way it works. In your life and my life, the things you go through in life, amen, are to get you there. Thank God, why? Because that's where He is. And then He'll be there. He said, I commanded her to think when He got there, just out gathering sticks. Amen. He said, amen, come to her. She said, I'm gathering, amen, these sticks. Amen, we got a little handful of meal and barrels. Amen, all the crews. Amen, listen. Thank God. And she said, I'm going to make me a cake for me and my boy to eat. Amen. Thank God that we might eat and die. What she said. But because He was there.
Yes, yes, come on.
And He knew God was there. He said, well, make me go and do that and make me a cake first. And this is what he said. God, I'm paraphrasing. God will keep meal in your barrel and oil in your cruise till it rains. But that, you see where I'm coming from? There, in the process of God in your life, amen, there's brook experiences. It dries up. And God, there's verified experiences. Amen. Listen, it sustains us. Amen. Thank God, listen. After that, thank God, in chapter 18, amen. Thank God, that's where they got in the battle at the war. Amen. Listen, thank God, with Ahab and the promise of Baal. Amen. Listen, and God was there with him. Amen. Listen. And then he got discouraged in the next chapter. And then he ran. And then when God took him up. Amen. Listen. Everything you go through in life is to get you there. That's what you've got to see. The reason this is a great thing what I'm talking to you about. Sometimes you wonder where God's at in your life.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Sometimes you wonder, why am I going through this?
Yes.
Sometimes you wonder, I don't know what to do with it. But He does.
Yes, He does.
Sometimes, yes, sir, anyway. Don't force something that ain't there. Why in the life? I believe this. I believe everything in my life. A point.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Good times and bad times.
Yes, sir.
George, right.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
I can say this too. Wrestling with the flesh and sin. And living to the grace of God. We all under grace if you're saved. You still got the flesh. It ain't no good. But you wrestle with it. Paul said, I'm a miserable man because of these things I want to do, I don't do. God allows that. You see, it's to get you there. And listen, I sometimes wonder if I'm growing in grace. I say, Lord, I don't feel like I'm going no further. And then I look back and I see where He's got me now. And I say, wait a minute, I ain't there where I used to be. I'm here now. I'm there now. And the whole thing is, it's God working in me. Yeah, and bringing these things in me. Amen. And brother, I'm just saying this. I don't see how in that. How in the world, amen, that some of the things in my flesh, and what I know some of the get there, amen, hey God, how can God use that sometimes? But He does. You'll never know what daytime is unless you get to a night time.
Amen.
You never know what forgiveness is.
Yes, sir.
Until you forgive us. That's right. God bless you. Everything was Joseph and Mary. He went there. I know that he knew she was great with child. Amen. And I guess in his own mind, it's a possibility. Hey, not because we got to go back now, she could have the child. I wonder if he knew about the fact too. Amen. I don't know. But I'm telling you this. Thank God there was a prophetic word by Micah. This is going to happen. And he got them there for it to happen. Amen. Would they have been there if they hadn't been taxed? I don't know. I tell you what. He had got there one way or another. Amen. Because God said it's going to happen. And then I tell you, it'll happen when God says it'll happen. And God, listen, when He got there, there wasn't no room in the end because God shut it out of there. Now you can say what you want to and call me what you want to. But the reason that a lot of things don't happen is the door shut.
Yes, sir.
He'll shut the door on me and you.
Yes, He will.
To get you there. You and I know we are weak. We'll take the easiest way out we can.
Yes, sir.
Even Jesus, and being a man, in the Garden of Gethsemane, He comes to complete submission to the Father's will as he sweat great drops of blood. Amen. But Jesus had to get there. He had to get there. It was going to be that. It's going to be that. Amen. Listen, I don't like to face it. I mean, I'm just as honest. I like comfort. I don't like it. But the fact of it is, if you're going to go anywhere with God, He's going to have to get you there. Amen. Because you'll never guide yourself until you submit yourself. Amen. What God wants in your life. Amen. And I tell you, I can tell you some things God wants. He will complete submission to it. And that's what He wants. That's what He got out of the Son of God. He learned subjection by suffering. He suffered. He wept tears. And I think what's happened today, and I don't want to get off on all this, is we've made church entertainment. We've made church fun instead of reality.
Amen.
And where we at with God and what we need. And it ain't all this hoopla stuff. Yes, I'm not a cheerleader, I'm a preacher.
Amen.
I'm not an actor, I'm a preacher. Alright, this is the truth. I ask myself sometimes, is my makeup too hard? God made it. You can't be nothing you ain't. You've got to be who you are.
Yes, sir.
And that's just the way it is. So that's why I don't judge people quickly on their mannerism of preaching. That's the way God made them. Amen. Some people like His style, some people don't. It ain't got nothing to do with the style, what's being said against.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's the whole thing. And when it comes down to it, amen, like one old person said, amen, a young child comes to meet one time, amen, years ago, it's been years ago, and that's the first time they ever heard somebody preach like this. Amen, it was probably a little bit more wild than then. And they said, what the preacher mad at? No, I ain't mad, I'm just straight. with the truth. Amen. I'm glad God inserted some grace in me. And I'm glad He's invested in me through His own will.
Yes, sir.
And He's interested in me and you today. He's interested in you. He's interested in getting you there. Brother Larry Fitch laid on the bed this morning. He's probably just not too long from going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
But God, listen, God had to get him from where he was. Don't get upset. The gospel's not limited to the South. But God had to get him here with his wife that come to this church. He was an Episcopalian. He told me he had a father, which a father is God. That's the only father. But them men call themselves father in the Episcopal church. He said, "Father so-and-so." That's what he said. Amen. Miss Linda told me the other night, he said he used to hate them people testifying at church. I know why he hated it. He didn't have it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost got to working on that, brother.
Yeah.
And I mean, son, he got to tenderizing his heart. Why? Because he was there. Who put him there? God did.
Right.
Who worked him there? God did. Yeah. Amen. Who got him there? God did.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a friend. Amen. He came it all the time. Amen. The other night. Amen. I was there. I got Thursday. Last Thursday. It's been a week ago. He's sitting in the chair. And he said, "I got out of the bedroom today and got in here." And I said, "That's the bedroom. The Holy Ghost come to you." And he said, "That's it." Amen. He come right to me. Amen. He said he come right to me.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. He told me, thank God. He said, "I'm glad I know, thank God."
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to be caught. And then but he had to get there to get there. Yeah. Amen. Listen. And you have to get there with him to get there with him.
Yeah.
And then he's the only way.
Yeah.
There's no other way this morning. It's got to be Christ.
Yeah.
It's got to be Jesus.
Yeah.
And you got to have to get there.
Yeah.
He's already been there. He resurrected there. And he lived there.
Yeah.
And he'll live in you if you come to him.
Amen, brother.
But I'll tell you this. He'll have to get you there to get you there. Are you there? You hear this moment? You say, "I was there." You know who was there the day I got saved? Me and God. I was there. I can take you to the place I thought about it the other day. Of how much I wanted God and didn't know how to get it. And how much I wanted to know I was saved or anything in this life and didn't know how to do it. And still, amen, it was just a divine revelation of the grace of God in Christ. Amen, that showed me my sinful condition, but showed me the only remedy was the Son of God. He had already died for me. He had already resurrected. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing. But thank God when He showed it to me and turned the light on in me and opened the blinded eyes, I was there. Amen. Was too. See, I'm going to give you this about Brother Larry. Nobody led him in a prayer. Nobody told him to read a verse. Why don't we believe God and say, if Jesus is there, that's all they need? You know what? He's got assurance this morning. He don't have to wonder, "Well, I've done this or that right," because it wasn't him, it was who come to him. Listen to me. If you doubt this morning, it's because you're doubting. You're thinking about what you have done or what you hadn't done.
That's right.
Salvation is based on what he's already done.
Yes, amen.
That's
right. Brother, listen. There ain't nothing else he can do. He's already done it. When he said it's finished, he finished what he said.
Yes, sir.
On the cross, he cried, "It is finished." Even the Roman soldier said, "This truly, this is the Son of God."
Yes, sir.
Why? He was there. Yeah. Who was there? John was there. Yeah. His mother was there. The other women was there. Who was at the tomb? The women went. They were there. And listen, friend, He put you in that position that you might witness and see you. Thank God, He's there. Amen. I'm telling you, that's how it works. He has to do it that way. Thank God, because of me, didn't it be a mess you trying to do it? So He said this. And so what? So it was that while they were there, where Bethlehem? And what Micah said? Micah said he'll be born in Bethlehem. He'll be the ruler of the Jews. Amen. Listen, he'll be the Savior of the world. Thank God. Notice what he said here. I want to read a few verses and I'll be through. So he wrote that after he's born, the angel made a great proclamation to the shepherds. Well, verse 8, and there were shepherds in the same country, shepherds binding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. They were there in the field. Notice this here. I'm going to turn to verse 11 here. And this is what they said, verse 10. An angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Notice this, from the shepherds. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's born this day in the city of David. But they were there to hear the message. You can say what you want to. God has some shepherds, and they weren't the only shepherds. But in that group of shepherds, they were there. If you can grab hold of that in your own mind this morning, I mean, get a hold of what I just said. That day that you were there, you was there at that funeral of Lynn Cranfield as a pallbearer. You was there. And the gospel was there. And Jesus was there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know who were the pallbearers, who they were. But they might have been there and never heard what you heard there.
Right.
That's right. Yes.
Right.
That's amazing. Really, I'm telling you this morning, it's God being there where you're at. It's God being there by the van up there for Miss Linda to help her as her husband goes off into a church.
Yes, sir.
He says, she says he's been the best husband. That's the best one. She's been the best. He's been the best husband. That's what she said. That's the best one. Here's the last words. Brother, I love you. Listen, I went there the other day and he could talk a little. And he saw me, he could hardly open his eyes. And this is what he said. "How's my brother in Christ?" That's good. Hey, man, listen. God will get you there. You might try to run from him, but he knows how to get you there. And he knows what to do when he gets you there. Because he's getting you there for a purpose. God never put anybody anywhere just to put them there. Listen, you're not born in the park or family, that's to be born there. He put you there. That's where you're at. And then you become a redneck. He was born one. And so listen, after all God done that, he put you there. He put you there. And then listen, brother, God does that. What he, listen, God put me there. I called a preacher about 26 years old, started preaching on the radio. WRNA picked up a 9 o'clock or 9:50, I think it was 9:30 maybe. It's a 9 o'clock hour. on a Saturday morning. It took 15 minutes. God put me there. God put me there. I know several preachers that give my name to this church. Charlie Gibson was one of them. Nelson Wright. I preached for them. Brother Charlie went to Tabernacle. But Canaan Baptist was, I preached for them in June 1989 when the pastor was gone for like four services. Bobby Parker sat on that pew there at Canaan Baptist. And Brother Shirley said, Reverend Wilson, he's true. He went with, he was an interim pastor. He didn't take the church. 1989, August 1989, Bobby Parker walking through the woods said, the Holy Ghost said, you know that young man preached down there at Canaan Baptist the other night? He's looking for the pastor. Still sure. That's how I got there. God sovereignly, in His own mercies, put me there. Right here. And I come in from visiting people that night. My wife told me that Brother Shirley had called, and I called him. He said, "Did you preach for us Sunday?" And I said, "Yes." Well, I preach it. So I preached. Didn't know nothing. But Jesus and preached. And he comes to me and said, "Would you stay here till we get somebody?" I said, "Yes, I will." And then he comes to me and said, "I think the people want you to pastor. Would you take it?" I said, "Yeah, I believe it will, Lord. They want me." I don't know how many people here that day in the service. Several was at the coast. Probably 12. Maybe 12 people voted. Everybody voted for me. I'll tell you what, God had already done that before I did. And the only way you get there is He gets you there. I can't knock down doors to get there. I can be available, but I can't open the door. In your life, what you're going through and everything you go through, it's about Him being there and having you there for that purpose. It might be some of the hardest trials you ever go through in life. And God says, "I got you right there." Why? Because of that, I'm going to take you there. Do you know where you get strength? By being weak. See, that's the difference in Christian life. It's different. You got to become weak to be strong.
Yeah.
You got to get low to be exalted. Everything. You got to give to get. It's everything's opposite of what the world tells you.
Yes.
But I'm telling you this morning. Brother, listen. Thank God they got to the there because it was already set up. Micah testified it. And then the child was born in Bethlehem. And then listen. Thank God it there was with the angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." But listen, before they could say that, He had to be born. And that's when they witnessed that. And they said it to the shepherds that was there. About to walk by night. Somebody said, "Does it matter?" It sure does. It matters. Go back to your life. Just go back to your life. And look at all the things God's done for you because He got you there. There's never been an accident with God. There's never been an accident. God's never made... Listen, right. God's never tried to do anything. Yeah. He don't have to try. You're talking about a God that said, "Let there, there."
Yeah.
Look at it two ways. Let there, there be light. Were there. And there was there light. Yeah. He didn't say, "I'm going to try to create this thing." No. He said, "And there was light. And let there be light." Where there?
be light, and there was light.
Just by the voice.
Yes.
Spoke the Lord right there. And in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God.
Yep.
All things were made by Him, without Him was not anything made that was made. He spake it there in eternity. The self-existent God that became man from a virgin womb, who was God in flesh, to come and die for lost mankind that they could know grace in Christ and be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, you can say what you want to, but it is true that God allows things in our lives to come up that we might get there. Spiritual growth, God growing you in grace and knowledge and working in your life to bring you there. That you might honor and glorify Him. Amen. Tristan, I remember when you come in as a little one. How old were you? 15, didn't you? Now you were there, but you're not there no more. You're here. See what I'm saying? You're 15 now. You're not there. You could listen. You couldn't have charted your way. That means there's nobody in here could charted their steps in this life. It's all set up by God Himself to bring forth fruit in the Bethlehem of your life. Because that's what it means. And no matter what you go through in this life, and no matter what it takes to get you there, God will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Buddy, I tell you, you better quit doubting God. Don't you doubt God. Don't you live in doubt. Doubt's a sin. He that doubts is damned. Whatsoever's not a faith is sin. Brother, listen. You can go through the lowest time of your life. You've been through some low times in your life. I've been through some low times. Everybody has. You can go through the lowest time of your life and don't feel a bit of God. But I tell you what, you can trust Him. Mm-hmm. That He's doing exactly what He wants to do with
right.
you.
Cling to the promise.
Amen.
God bless you for hearing the word. That's what I had in my heart. Let's stand this morning. We'll pray. Something on your heart you need to pray about. They said, I met Him there. I met Him there. Wait a minute. Where'd you meet the Lord? I met Him there. I heard Brother Robert Parker say, man, he dealt with me, but right here it's where there, that my there was. Brother Redmond's there was here. Nathaniel, Taylor, Heather, Tasha. Thank God. Thank God. Brother Robert, how about you pray for me?